ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله، ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء کرام and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for human mankind, for mankind, hidayat and guidance. And for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had undertaken upon himself to send Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the respective times, respective areas, and respective periods, and they had guided humanity towards the right path. For us, alhamdulillah, it is our good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Imamul Anbiya, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him for this ummah and had made him the last and final Nabi and Rasul of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for us the Holy Quran, the last and final divine scripture to come down for the guidance of humanity. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Nabi and Rasul of Allah. The Quran Pak is the final book of Allah. And we are the last ummah to come on the face of the earth. And all of them are the choicest Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Pak. And this ummah also is the best of ummahs. This is our good fortune. It was not our application or supplication or some petition that we put up that Allah ta'ala has created in this ummah. But there was good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his fadl and mercy and bounty, has blessed us in being the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, with regard to provisions of guidance for this ummah, because this deen is to prevail right up to the end of time, the deen of Islam, Quran Pak and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not restricted to any age, any era, any period of time, but they are universal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made sufficient provisions for that. When it came to the Quran Pak, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was very concerned about reciting the Quran, learning the Quran, retaining the Quran, and passing it on. La tuharrik bi lisanaka lita'jala bi, inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana, fa idha qara'nahu fattabi Qur'ana, thumma inna alayna bayana. Essence meaning that be consoled, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will safeguard this book. We will safeguard this book. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. And we will also safeguard the interpretations of this book. We will inspire you as to the meanings of this book. This was one aspect in safeguarding the Quran Pak. Further, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actions and the mubarak traits and characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plays a principal role in understanding the deen. We cannot understand the deen separately only in the Holy Quran and not understanding the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And history bears testimony that there was no nation like the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as the sacrifices were concerned, as far as their fervor and zeal was concerned for deen, as far as their love and enthusiasm was concerned for the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as far as the sacrifices were concerned. They had left no stone unturned in learning the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practically demonstrating it, and thereafter going to the four corners of the globe to spread the deen of Islam. And this was a divine choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this was a deen that was to remain. This is a universal deen. It's not come only for the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for that, it needed solid grounds and solid foundations. And that was the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has chosen for this task. There's so many things that can be said about them. The mere fact that they had lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara and in the Arabian Peninsula, numbering over 124,000 or 150,000. And when you look out for the graves, you find only 10 to 12,000 graves are found in the Arabian Peninsula. This in itself is ample evidence and proof that they had gone to the far corner, four corners of the globe to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was their prime object, and this is what they were chosen for. And when you look at their characteristics, their truthfulness, and their attributes and qualities, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not left this to any individual, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inscribed this lofty status of them in many, many verses of the Holy Quran. Many verses of the Holy Quran, their rank, their status is inscribed right up to the day of judgment, so that no individual can come and differ as far as that is concerned. There can be no controversy as far as their truthfulness, their sincerity, their being upright, and their sacrifice is concerned. There can be no controversy whatsoever, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inscribed it in verses of the Holy Quran. The one orator that used to always mention, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that the attack will be on these people that would form the foundations of getting the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spreading it. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inscribed the Holy Quran up to 1,000 verses directly and indirectly towards the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their status and position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. In many hadiths we understand that they were chosen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith mentions, I was chosen and Allah ta'ala had chosen my companions. Ikhtarani wa ikhtarali ashaban, had chosen for me my companions. And فَجَعَلَ لِي فِيهُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala made from amongst them وَزَرَى وَأَنْصَارَى وَأَصْحَارَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my companions made for me ministers and made for me helpers and made for me those people that be my relationship. In other words, here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us that they were chosen people. They were chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then comes the status of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the position that they enjoy? What is their status in comparison with the other Muslims of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then we find that they are the best of the creation that had come after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam verifies this also. Many ahadith, in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that khayru ummati qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. The best of the Ummah is the period that existed in my period of time. That is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, the people that came thereafter, that is the Tabi'een, those people that saw the companions, and those thereafter, the Tabi' Tabi'een, those people that saw the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this distinguishing quality is for them because they enjoyed this unique position of being in the Sohbat and the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were in the companionship of the greatest Nabi and the greatest Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why they are not known as the greatest fuqaha, yet they were the greatest fuqaha, the greatest mujahideen, the greatest mufassireen, but they are known as the sahaba, those people that had the sohbat of Rasulullah, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is irreplaceable. This is irreplaceable. After the passing away, leaving the dunya of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this cannot be substituted by anyone. Nobody can substitute the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why nobody can become a sahabi thereafter. And it is unanimous in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all the awliya get together. All the awliya of the ummah get together. All the ones that we know, those that we do not know, on one side and one on other side is one sahabi. This is the lowest ranking sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them put together cannot equal the position of this one sahabi because of this unique companionship they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And their sincerity, in fact, every attribute and every quality we find in them was such that no companion of no other people from among the ummah can come even near them. Forget surpass them and equal them, they cannot even come near them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that is why it's our iman that these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in the Holy Quran in glorious, in great words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them for us in glowing terms. It is for us to respect them and to honor them. This is part of our iman. And part of a person going out of iman is to disrespect them and to hurl abuse towards them and ma'azallah to abuse them and revile them and to rebuke them is not a shan of a mu'min. It's not a quality of a person that believes in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them this position, then who is there thereafter that can talk anything about them or revile them and rebuke them? But yet we find, unfortunately, in our midst there is a group called the Shias that revile the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, revile the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly. Openly they revile them, they insult them, they rebuke them, they talk evil about them, they abuse them, and they use derogatory terms regarding the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The seriousness and gravity of this is known to every mu'min. as I mentioned, that those people that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hold so high in rank, then how can there be any person who in his sane mind can talk evil about them? The verses that recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, that those people that were foremost from the immigrants, were people that made hijrat from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the Ansar, the people that assisted them in Medina al-Munawwara, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those people that followed them in goodness. Here there's different interpretations. It could mean that the early Muslims and thereafter the other Sahaba, and it also could mean only the Sahaba Kiram and thereafter the people that came after them, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in. What about them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. They were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. They were pleased with Allah, and Allah ta'ala is pleased with them. If the entire world thereafter gets together right up to the day of judgment and they be displeased with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it does not make an iota of difference to their rank and their position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And what is in store for them? وَعَدَّلَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them gardens, prepared for them paradise and jannat within which rivers will flow, garden beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell therein forever and forever and forever. Unlimitedly, unrestrictedly, there will be no time frame for them. They will dwell in pleasure and comfort in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever and forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And Allah ta'ala tells us this is the supreme success. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the companions, that's Muhajir and the Ansar. He is pleased with them. He has prepared for them paradise. They will dwell therein forever and forever. And this is the supreme triumph. This is the supreme triumph that nobody can reach thereafter. That position of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many other verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attests to their sincerity, to their ikhlas, to their mujahidah, to their ibadat, to their effort for deen. Some ayat Allah ta'ala tells us, يَبْدَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. This is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can attest to this. This is the condition of the heart. What is the condition of the heart? What amount of sincerity a person has, only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony, يَبْدَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You will see them prostrating before Allah and bowing before Allah, making ruku and sijda. And what is the object? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. The object is to seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us words, يَنْسُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. They are assisting Allah and the cause of Allah and assisting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful people. Some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. They are truly the believers. They are the true believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions both the group, the Muhajirin and the Ansar. All of them are accepted. That's why the unanimous view of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is all of them were successful. All of them here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and includes all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Too many verses to quote. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ. And Allah Ta'ala someplace mentions, كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inscribed in their hearts iman. So here their iman, their truthfulness, their sincerity, their sacrifices are attested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the Holy Quran to remain right up to the day of judgment. Yet we find that the Shias openly mention this, and this is not just fairy tales, it is mentioned in their books that ma'azallah, all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, excepting four or five companions, had renegated and denounced Islam after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left this world. Can you imagine the office of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of 23 years on the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'een? Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has developed them, their iman, their attributes, their qualities, their beliefs, their purity of actions, their morals, etc. And ma'azallah, the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were all in vain, ma'azallah, that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this dunya, then all of them renegated and left this Islam, except for a few people. Like Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Miqdar radiallahu anhu, and sometimes they say Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu. These were the few Sahaba that remained. The balance of them, ma'azallah, were derailed. They left the deen of Islam and they left the deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam propagated to them. What it means, a direct application or direct derogatory remark or understanding is towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'azallah, that he failed in his effort. The 23 years of effort had only brought four or five Sahaba. This goes contrary even to logics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to preserve this deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them. And if you look at their sacrifices, then it was never wealth. Never a tear had come. Never a moment of hesitation had come for them to sacrifice anything and everything they had to learn the deen, to practice the deen, and to propagate the deen. And ma'azallah, when the real challenge comes after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the dunya, then they renegade and they leave the deen. Everything, nothing was more valuable to them than the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up to this extent, that one sahabi comes down and tells him, O Prophet of Allah, that when I sit with my wife and children, place a person is most contented, when I sit there, then I become perplexed and worried till I do not see your Mubarak countenance, till I do not see you and witness you, O Prophet of Allah, I am restless. And then he comes and then says, O Prophet of Allah, I know you will definitely enter into paradise. I do not know if I enter into paradise. And even if I enter into paradise, your lofty position and station will be such that I will not be able to see you. What good will that paradise be for me where I cannot see Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He expresses the sentiments and emotions to show to us to the extent the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responses and sends down verses of the Holy Quran that whomsoever is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join them up. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, then they will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the sahabi that inshallah, if you are obedient to Allah and his Rasul, inshallah you will witness and you'll have the association of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And so many verses of the Holy Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes they're abusing the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to reply on their behalf. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءَ. When they told to bring iman like the people have brought iman, who were the people? The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they are told, they say, do we bring iman like those people that are stupid and silly? Allah ta'ala responds, ala innahum humus sufaha, that know well, they are the ones that are stupid, they are the ones that have no understanding. When they do not perceive this, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies on behalf of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their iman has been made a criteria for the iman of people that will come thereafter. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِبِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَكَرِهْتَرُوا. Allah ta'ala says, if they bring iman like the iman of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are upon hidayat. They are upon hidayat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that their iman is a standard, the criteria, and the other people's iman will be judged by the imans and the standards of the iman of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here we find a group of people who say, ma'azallah, they do not have any iman. They do not have iman and they are renegated and left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'azallah, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not know that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaving this dunya, the companions, Allah forbid, will leave the deen of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inscribed it in the Quran to remain right at the day of judgment. That if you bring iman like how they had brought iman, here Allah ta'ala has inscribed it right at the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, in the Holy Quran. But here the Shia has mentioned that ma'azallah, they were not Muslims. So here, even logically, even if a person doesn't have to look at a divine text, even he applies his logic, then this does not come to a person's mind how the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have left this dunya, would have stayed without iman. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us about their lofty position, apart from what Allah ta'ala has mentioned in so many verses of the Holy Quran, that la tasubbu ashabi, do not revile my companions, do not abuse them, do not talk evil about them, do not insult them. Why? فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ, if one of you, أَنْفَقَ مِسْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا, if one of you thereafter, the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and he spends wealth that is equal to the amount of Uhud, that I mentioned to you previously, according to one great alim, the circumference was 24 kilometers in gold. If he spends that amount in gold, then he will not لَمَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَسِيفَهُ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, do not speak evil about my companions. They are at such a high level of sincerity and ikhlas that if these people, one of you comes thereafter, spends gold, one of the most valuable commodities in the face of the earth, and not one bar of gold or 1 kilometer of gold, gold that is equal to Uhud, Mount Uhud, and I had mentioned according to some alim is 24 circumkilometers, then he will not equal the reward. He will not get that amount of reward that one of my companions will give if he spends a few grains in the path of Allah that's equivalent just about a kilo or just less than a kilo. This is the rank of the companions, the level of their sincerity, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us about this. And in that hadith where Rasulullah said that he has accepted, he has chosen them, he has chosen me and chosen my companions for me and made for me ministers, made for me helpers and made for me family. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ فَعَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Those people that hurl abuse regarding them, talk evil about them, insult them, then the words of Rasulullah فَعَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Then upon them is the curse of Allah, all the angels and all the people. And لا يقبل الله منهم صرفا ولا عدلا. Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept any ibadah from them as well. Because why? The love and of the companions is because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person hurls abuse to the companions is because he has hatred in his heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hear this hadith every Friday. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, that fear Allah regarding my companions. Fear Allah regarding my companions. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhuhum gharadan min ba'di. Do not make them a target of abuse and ridicule after me. After I leave this dunya, do not talk evil about my companions. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ. Whoever loves them is account of my, is an account of my love for them. وَمَنْ أَبْغَزَهُمْ فَبِبُغْزِ أَبْغَزَهُمْ. Or whosoever detests them and dislikes them is an account of disliking me. Account of disliking me and detesting me. And وَمَنْ أَعْزَاهُمْ فَقَدْ أَعْزَانِي. Person that hurts their feelings and injures them, he has hurt me. وَمَنْ أَعْزَانِي فَقَدْ أَعْزَى اللَّهُ. Person that hurts me, so to say, is trying to hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that hurts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُوشِكُ أَيَّأْخُزَهُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon overtake him and grip him with a punishment. So here we are warned, every Friday we are warned about this, that we should be careful as far as the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were chosen people, these were selected people, and we should not go about talking evil about them or despising them for any reason. But iman demands that we have love for them and disassociate ourselves completely with those people that hurl abuse towards the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us not only to disassociate. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you hear and you see somebody, if you see somebody talking ill about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't only save yourself. فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. May the curse of Allah be upon the most evil upon you, or evil amongst you. That is the people that are talking evil about the companions of Rasulullah. This is what we are asked to do regarding these people. So here we find and understand the light of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the Sahaba ikram a great position and something that each and every mu'min has to respect and honor and show and acknowledge their position. There are many hadith, inshallah, will continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the threat that is creeping into the ummah now of the Shias, those people that have many concocted beliefs. As I mentioned, this great thing that all the companions, one Rasulullah says, Ashabi kan nujum, bayyihim iqtadaytum ahtadaytum. He heard this hadith that my companions are like guiding stars. Whomsoever you will follow, you will be guided. And here, ma'azallah, they say that they are all gone astray. They are all gone astray, so directly opposing the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of the Quran. Ulaika hum al-mu'minuna haqqan, kataba fi qulubihim al-iman, ulaika hum as-sadiqun. Completely opposite to the words of the Quran and the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So not only we should be very, very wary as far as our children are concerned, also sometimes our little children who are not educated, they begin to mix with people who claim to be Muslims, but they are Shias and they are enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And because of this beliefs, it is tantamount to disbelieving in so many verses of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.